Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. I want to talk about a couple different elements that are your basic human needs. Okay, and Tony Robbins talks about this from working with billions of people. He found that there were six basic human needs. Okay, so one is the known, the constant, certainty. Okay, you need to know certain things are going to happen. It gives you stability. Another basic human need is variety. These can be opposite one another. Another is love and connection. Another is significance. That you're unique, that you're significant in some way. Someone might be significant because they claim a vow of poverty, while another person might be significant because they have come from poverty and amassed great wealth. It doesn't matter what the significance is, but everybody needs to feel significant. And then the top two are spiritual. One is expansion, growth, and the other is contribution. Now the expansion one, that's very compatible with the desire for variety, right? The first two though, variety and certainty, they sometimes create some discomfort within us as we grow. So in this community, we're expanders. We are people who are seeking expansion. So my coaching today is to get you to understand that there is a level of discomfort that comes consistently with expansion. And when you get used to it, it becomes a signpost that you're on your way to your next expansion. You're on your way to your next incarnation. So instead of freaking out and running for your blanket and running for everything that's constant and expected and certain, you don't have to freak out. You can start to let yourself know that a part of your journey is going to be uncomfortable, and that's the exciting part right before the next net appears. Leap and the net will appear. So recently I've been engaging in some really high level play, creating on the highest levels, and I expect to be doing that for the rest of my life. But the current incarnation that I'm engaging with is a massive project. I've done every so often, I do the work, I put in the inspired action, and then I present where I'm going, and there is some time, not always, but often there is a time and space where it doesn't all, snap together immediately, and elements are arranging themselves on your behalf, and so you get the opportunity to be in this uncomfortable spot where it has not manifested yet. You have a vision for it. You continue to take every step available towards it. And sometimes some of the elements are coming together. It doesn't show up immediately. And your job will be to be as comfortable and joyful as you can be in that uncomfortable place. Perhaps if you understand that uncomfortable place is a guidepost, it's telling you it's a marker at the side of the road. It's like one of those orange triangles on the path through the woods that's telling you you're still on the trail. And you can grow to expect it. And once you start to expect it, and once you know that when you're in it, the more joyful, curious, and in vision you can be, the less, the more you'll promote forward movement, and you won't be sabotaging yourself. This is also a great place where people sabotage because they're starting to get uncomfortable. And there's some people who believe that if it's right, it feels good. And it often does. If you're on the right path, it feels good. But if you're on a path you've never been on before, aren't you a little bit sometimes unsure? You haven't walked that path before. So the part of you that craves certainty, could get triggered here and could start acting up. And you can start seeing things in your space like complications. And instead of being resourceful with the complications, you might decide to bail, to leave, to go to leave a job, go to another one. Now, there are times to leave. I'm not saying there aren't. But there are times when I'm just explaining to you that part of massive expansion is a feeling of not knowing what's going to come next. And that's where you get to step into trust. You get to meditate, be in your vision. Know that things are in motion on your behalf, in your favor. And you get to continue to be joyful and open and in possibility. Because if you start closing up here, getting scared and closing up, what do you think is going to happen when your next step shows up? Do you think you're going to hear it and sense it and follow it? Or do you think you're going to be closed off and you'll miss it? So I just wanted to chat with you today about some of the markers through major expansion. As you're going to expand your business or create a business, or you're in flux and you decided to leave something and you're creating something new, or you're getting ready for a new chapter. There's a lot of big thinkers in this community, big high-level creators in this community. What are you creating? What do you want? Once you decide that, as you start moving, earlier this week we talked about listening and following, and then more and more steps opening. But if you get really uncomfortable in that place of wonder, in that place of possibility, that's where you can easily derail. So if you've been derailing, it's a good thing to bring up in coaching or post it on our Facebook page and we can dig in a little bit. I'm here to support people as I support myself in becoming freer and freer and freer. And just really loving and engaging in the creative process. That is you. That is your life. That is this universe. That's everything we can see and things we can't even see or don't even know. It's creation. Have a beautiful day and do the homework.